Alcoa's request for another 50-year license from the federal government to operate their Yadkin Hydroelectric Project has brought about much discussion. Today on our newscast, we are offering a presentation from Gene Ellis with Alcoa on the matter. Tomorrow, Thursday, we'll have remarks from Stanley County Commissioner Lindsay Donovan on the subject. Now, Gene Ellis with Alcoa, his comments were recorded earlier.
Thank you, Leon, for giving me the opportunity to discuss relicensing and other issues with you and your listeners. Some of these issues can be complicated, and I appreciate that you've worked so hard to understand the issues and help explain them to the people of Stanley County. I want to give folks an update on what is happening with relicensing of Alcoa's hydroelectric project. I spent a lot of time talking with people around the community about relicensing, and it seems like more and more folks are beginning to understand the issues involved with the process and how it might impact them. As you've reported before, Leon, the taxpayers of Stanley County are already being impacted by the relicensing process in a very significant way. Stanley County has indicated it has spent nearly $500,000 of taxpayer money to pay for the lobbyists and lawyers working on this issue. Now, Stanley County certainly has the right to spend taxpayer money however the commissioners see fit. But I think it's important to remember that there are a lot of people in Stanley County, including the city of Albemarle, the town of Baden, and others, who support a new license for Alcoa and recognize the benefits the community will receive. So let's talk about what happens when Alcoa receives a new license and compare that against what would happen if the state of North Carolina took over our business, which is what the Stanley County commissioners and others propose. When Alcoa receives a new license, the water quality in the Yadkin River will improve. We're planning to invest over $200 million to upgrade the generators and install state-of-the-art technology that will increase oxygen levels and water quality in the river. The town of Baden plans to build a new waterfront park along the shores of Baden Lake on land donated by Alcoa. Morrow Mountain State Park will expand by about 1,100 acres, providing new recreation opportunities that will attract visitors to Stanley County. Alcoa will donate that land for that expansion. Albemarle will be able to withdraw up to 30 million gallons of water a day to meet its future water needs, pending FERC approval. It currently withdraws about 6 or 7 million gallons a day, so that's a lot of room to expand its water system. A new drought management plan will help protect water levels during drought conditions like we're currently facing. We will reduce our power generation and send less water downstream, two measures that we have voluntarily taken during this year's drought. Stanley County will continue to benefit from Alcoa's economic contributions. We're currently the largest taxpayer in the county and have an economic impact of $8 million a year in the county. That includes grants from the Alcoa Foundation, like the $250,000 grant we made in December to help spur economic growth in Baden. Folks are also beginning to understand what might happen if the state takes over Alcoa's hydroelectric project, which is what the Stanley County commissioners and others would like to see happen. The state will likely have to spend hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to purchase the project from Alcoa. Stanley County will lose significant property tax revenues from the project currently paid by Alcoa and lose most of the economic impact provided by Alcoa, including grant money that supports local nonprofit organizations. The land that Alcoa planned to donate for public benefit that I just mentioned most likely will not be available. The taking of Alcoa's business by the government might damage North Carolina's business-friendly reputation and discourage other businesses from locating in Stanley County. And most importantly, there is no guarantee that Stanley County will see any economic benefit if the state profits from selling hydropower. Legislators might want to use that money for schools, roads, mental health reform, or other important statewide causes. That's a quick look at what I'm hearing from folks about how your listeners might be impacted by relicensing. And I think it demonstrates why a lot of people in Stanley County believe Alcoa should receive a new license. Now let's talk for a few minutes about the relicensing process and what happens next. As you know, the North Carolina General Assembly passed a law this summer authorizing a study of water issues along the Yadkin River by the state's Environmental Review Commission. That's a group that's comprised of senators and representatives from across the state. This group has been asked to study two important issues related to the Yadkin River. The first is water quality, and the second is water allocation, which is just another way of saying water use. The third issue the commission will study is the socioeconomic impact of the curtailment of Baden Works, and I'll touch on that a little bit more later. We recognize that water is important to the people of North Carolina, and we are more than happy to work with the state to address those issues. In fact, many of these issues were addressed earlier in the relicensing process. The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources has been involved in the relicensing process for the past 6 years and certainly fought hard to protect the state's water interest. The good news is that the study is not designed for a study of a government takeover of our hydro business. That language was proposed by Stanley County's lobbyist, but was removed by legislators from the final version of the bill. When the Environmental Review Commission begins its study, we'll share more information with you and your listeners at that point. The important point is that once the study is complete, by February 1, 2009, the state is free to issue Alcoa a water quality certificate for the Yadkin project. That's the one remaining item we need for FERC to issue a new license. We're working with the state to ensure it has all the information it needs to issue that water quality certificate. While there have been several water quality studies on the Yadkin River, many of them conducted by Alcoa, the state wanted two additional studies. We're in the process of finalizing those plans and will conduct those studies as soon as possible. Now let me jump back to the loss of jobs at Baden Works. That's an issue Stanley County frequently brings up to support its desire for a government takeover of our business. The fact that our hydroelectric operation supported jobs at the Baden Works plant was never a condition of our original license. Now, there's no doubt that the loss of jobs at Baden Works impacted the local economy, but let's take a look at the big picture. What has happened since the Alcoa Baden Works plant was curtailed in 2002? Actually, Stanley County has continued to grow and prosper. Since 2001, the Stanley County tax base has increased by 20%. That's more than $4.5 million more every year in tax revenue to the county compared to 2001. The county has added 2,500 new jobs, and unemployment has declined. In addition, the per capita income of Stanley County residents has risen by more than 13%. Those are all very strong positive indicators, Leon. We've been a part of this community in Stanley County for nearly 100 years. We want to see this region succeed, and we're doing our part to support the local economy. We're actively working to redevelop the plant site and attract new jobs and new industries to Stanley County, and we look forward to the next 100 years. Part of our commitment to Stanley County involves being a responsible company, and that includes protecting the environment. Stanley County and others have tried to imply that Alcoa is not environmentally responsible, and that's simply not true. We have spent more than 20 years working side by side with state and federal officials to ensure that any waste from our Baden Works plant is managed in the proper way. The state has said time and time again that these waste sites do not pose any risk to the health of Stanley County residents or the environment. The county would like for you to believe that there are other waste sites out there, but every time it's raised such a concern, those claims have been investigated thoroughly and appropriate steps taken. Most of the time, nothing was found. Alcoa has a permanent legal responsibility to manage all of those waste sites associated with Baden Works, and we take that responsibility very seriously. Again, Leon, appreciate the opportunity to be here, and thank you for this opportunity.
That was Gene Ellis with Alcoa. Tomorrow, Thursday, we'll have remarks on the issue from Stanley County Commissioner Lindsay Donovan on the subject of Alcoa's request for another 50-year license from the federal government to operate their Yadkin Hydroelectric Project. Stanley County Farmers Market open today and every Wednesday and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Market Station, West Main Street, downtown Albemarle, fresh fruits and vegetables. That's your Stanley County Radio News Report for this Wednesday. It is September the 3rd. I'm Leon Warren.